Joe Rogan explains the fatal flaw with democratic socialists: you can't just steal people's money. By Warner Todd Houston on August 5, 2026. Podcast megastar Joe Rogan dismantled the appeal of socialism as Democratic Socialists of America candidates eke out wins in Democrat primary contests across the nation. Rogan blasted the entire basis for the DSA policy agenda and noted that socialism only works when the government has the guns and power to force their way on the voters. And they think that this idea of democratic socialism is a really good idea because there are some examples of socialist policies that do work, like the fire department, and there's a bunch of stuff that makes sense, Rogan said as he and guest Andrew Wilson talked. But the problem with enforcing any of this stuff that they don't understand is it always comes down to power, he continued. You have to have massive authority and usually guns, because you can't just steal people's money, he said. They're not going to let you. They're not going to let you just come in and decide, hey, we just devised a new tax for everybody who makes more than $500,000 a year. Everything over that, you have to give 100% to the state, he concluded. Joe Rogan exposes the fatal flaw behind the Democratic Socialist platform to his 21 million listeners. Their big government playbook always ends in the exact same outcome. Rogan, and they think that this idea of democratic socialism is a really good idea because there are some. pic.twitter.com/avg@dev. Overton, at Overton_news, August 5, 2026. Rogan's analysis finds an echo in a saying made famous by British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who in 1976 said, "Socialist governments traditionally do make a financial mess. They always run out of other people's money." Many socialists claim that police departments, schools, fire departments and roads are socialist ideas, but in fact they are not. All these things existed long before the tenets of socialism were created. Public projects to benefit the common good have been part of human societies since man began gathering in large groups to form towns, cities, and kingdoms. Furthermore, religions have played a part in projects for the common good, as well. See the whole episode below. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.